President Bush is now in Baton Rouge in a return visit to the region hit by Hurricane Katrina. A lot of politicians from the region have expressed frustration and fury with the response by the government. David Vitter is one of them. He's a Republican senator from Louisiana, and he said the government deserved an F for its handling of the hurricane and its aftermath. He joined us on the line from Baton Rouge.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Now, you gave that grade at the end of last week. What kind of grade would you give as of this morning?
Well, first of all, I spoke with regard to the entire emergency response effort at that time, and I was absolutely forthcoming in that because I thought that was the case. What's happened since then is I think we've really turned the corner. Basically, we've made this largely a military operation, and there have been huge numbers of military assets and boots on the ground, both National Guard and even active duty military, which is fairly extraordinary for a domestic situation. The president ordered that Friday morning. Now, we still have huge challenges, but I think we've really turned the corner.
What is the biggest of the challenges, the most important thing or few things that need to be done as of today?
Well, I mean, the three ongoing immediate challenges are rescue and evacuation, and I think that's going well. Security, and I think we've gotten a handle back on that. And then relief and supplies for those still in stricken areas.
You know, one thing we are hearing about, and a little late because of all the attention paid to New Orleans, small communities, little rural communities that may have been wiped out in that area of Louisiana. Have you flown over them? Do you know what's out there?
I've flown over the whole New Orleans metropolitan area, but I've also visited the sorts of communities you're talking about. For instance, yesterday I was through St. Bernard, one of the most stricken areas. Now, it's not a rural community. It's part of greater New Orleans, but it was devastated, and I went there to personally sit down with the parish president, parish is our word for county, and other leaders there to see on the ground exactly what they're trying to deal with and what they still need, which is a lot.
There was one report of dozens of people in a nursing home found, finally, at the end of the week. Are you expecting that sort of tragedy?
Well, clearly the death toll is going to mount. I have no idea what that number may get to, but clearly there's going to be that human tragedy in terms of significant fatalities.
Louisiana is a state famous for the fact that so few people born and raised there leave. They want to stay there. Hundreds of thousands of people have now left, are scattered over several other states. What will it take to bring them back?
Well, I think the spirit you're talking about is alive and well. And I talk to people every day, and their main concern is getting back. And they will get back. Now, it can't happen immediately. There's still a lot of work to be done. And even after the immediate work, there's a lot of rebuilding to be done. But they want to get back. We'll help get them back. And that love for the place we grew up in is still very much alive and well.
David Vitter is a Republican senator from Louisiana. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.